Good morning. I want to talk to you about seizing the moment. Your time is now. It's something that God gave me during my time of prayer this morning as it relates to our word on Sunday, which was entitled, Don't Get Robbed of Your Time. Just say that in your spirit. I must seize the moment. I must take the time. My time is now. It's interesting how God wants us, however, to seize the moment or understand the significance of our time. The children of Israel in the book of Haggai, and let me read that passage of scripture because it's going to bless somebody this morning. Seize your moment. Your time is now. Thus speak, I'm reading Haggai, the first chapter, second verse. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, the people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and to your and my house lie waste? Now therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now, when I talk about seizing the moment, your time is now, I want to juxtapose that with putting God first in order to seize your moment and putting you first in order to seize your moment. And there is a distinct difference. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. But when you seek you first, the Bible says, you eat, but you remain hungry. You clothe, but you remain cold. You get money, but it's like putting it into a bag with holes. The more I go after me, the more it seems like I never make it. Some people get frustrated because they preach. While they're trying to take care of them, they're comparing themselves to others. And the truth of the matter is, you will never, ever be able to be somebody else. I can never be you, but I can kill being me. But the more I compare myself to you, the more I will be frustrated, the more I will be aggravated, and it will be like taking the more I do. And the Bible says, you live in your sealed houses, but my house go waste. In other words, they were focusing on them. And why were they focusing on them? Because they were comparing them to other people. They're comparing themselves. Well, he's got a house. I need a house. He's got a job. I need a job. He got a promotion. And people do this, but they're never content. They're never satisfied. So first of all, we got to stop comparing ourselves to others. Secondly, we got to stop comparing ourselves to the enemy. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Why? Because if you compare yourself to others or compare yourself to the enemy, you will lose your time. You will not seize your moment. I'm preaching right here. The children of Israel were sent to the promised land. The journey was to take 40 days. It took them 40 years because when they spied out their promise, they saw giants and walled up cities. They compared themselves to the giants and said, we are as grasshoppers in their sight. They compared themselves to the walled up cities and they said that the cities are as high as the heavens. The walls are as high as the heavens. And when you get into that comparison, it will never be enough. As a matter of fact, David almost gave up. He said, Lord, I know you're good to Israel, but as for me, my feet has almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Let me be real clear. I don't compare myself to people that don't serve my God. I don't compare myself to the wicked who use other methods and other means. Listen, if I worked hard to get my B minus, I'm not going to compare myself to a person who got an A plus cheating. Hallelujah. Because I'd rather get a B minus knowing that I did it right than to get an A plus knowing that I cheated. I'd rather have God on my side than the enemy on my side. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. And so if I'm being afflicted, that means I'm righteous. But I don't want to lose my time trying to chase after what the wicked has. But I will trust God. Today is your time to seize your moment. But the moment is not you. It is about what God has called you to do. It is time for you to say, it's my time. But it's not about you. It's about God's time. It is about you taking care of your calling, doing what God has called you to do. That's seizing your moment. I remember when God called me the pastor about 24 years ago. IBM also called me for a promotion and to move to Charlotte. And I had to make a decision because I couldn't do both. And so I made a decision 24 years ago to go after God, to seize the moment. And here I am 24 years later in a multi-million dollar ministry. The bottom line is I could have maybe had more money with IBM. I could have had more things with IBM, but you know what? I wouldn't have had what God had for me. So I seized the moment. I said, Lord, it is time for your house. And if I take care of your house, you're going to take care of mine. If I take care of your stuff, you're going to take care of mine. Today, I want you to declare your morning by seizing the moment, declaring it is my time. It is my time to walk in that ministry. It is my time to accept that calling. It is my time to be faithful to God, to produce my fruit, to sow my seeds and my tithes, to be faithful to my prayer, to be faithful to my fasting. As a matter of fact, let me just throw a little commercial in there. It's next week. I will be doing 7 days of prayer and fasting. And I want you to say, it's my time to pray. It's my time to fast. Go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer. And join me for 7 days of prayer. Seize the time. Seize the moment. Seize the time. Seize the moment. This is your day. Command it right now. This is your time. Command it right now. Don't get distracted. Don't be wandering in the wilderness for 40 years for a journey that should take 40 days. Seize the moment right now. And guess what? My time is up. Time is winding up. But don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. Seize that moment. Command that time in Jesus' name.